Podequeehee Pals.
Podequeehee Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Okay. Hello, P Naughty.
Yeah, what's good, Tamaki Makoto? How are ya?
So good, Ewa. How are you?
I'm living the dream out here. Had the absolute pleasure of catching up with the fantastic Bunchies Big Score this morning from the Splitting. They've got a cool new tune out. I'm really looking forward to their sophomore album. How about you guys? What's been going on?
Oh, yeah, real good.
We're having a good time. It's raining all the time.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I actually just spoke to Lisa from Druk, who are a band from the States who are about to tour. Yes. And they're playing in Palmy.
Yeah, they are. I've got them lined up for the week that they're playing here. Lohum Fest is coming to town. Shout out Blink for putting on such an awesome show all across the country. It's going to be so cool. We're looking forward to it in Te Papai Oia. That's happening on May 1st, and it's going to be an epic night. When's it happening for you guys?
Well, there's actually a few shows. There's a couple this weekend on Saturday. They've got like an all-ages one at UFO and then one on Saturday night, and then they're coming back at the end of the month and playing at Goblin on the 30th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Incredible. There's more people in Tamaki, you know. We're a thriving metropolis of 80,000 people. Not comparable, really, eh?
Well, yeah. No, but when
you
I touched,
got charm and yeah. spirit.
When I touched ground in P Naughty, I was like, wow, this is a city that knows how to rumble.
Yeah. Barmy, the rumblest city in the country. We absolutely love it. But we're talking about shows. What's happening this weekend up in Tamaki for those that are heading up?
Oh, my God, there's so much. I was thinking about Record Store Day on Saturday, first of all. So that's going to be a busy old time running around trying to see it all. I'm looking forward to, on Friday night, Amamelia is playing for her album release show, which is very cool, and it's an awesome lineup. She's got Samara Alofa, Baby Zionov, and a whole bunch of other awesome DJs on the lineup for that one, which is going to be really cool. And then I think I'm going to try and boost it to Neck of the Woods afterwards for the placeholder fundraiser, which is a DIY sound. They're building a sound system and they're doing a fundraiser with awesome DJs. They've got Mr. Meaty Boy playing up from Ototahi, which is really cool. So that's going to be a good kani on Friday night. Heaps of other stuff as well. I know that the Learn World peeps are doing a night on Saturday night, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, Music World.
Yeah, Music
everyone
World.
Everyone loves music.
So that'll be good and silly and raucous, no doubt. What's happening down in Te Papai Oia this weekend?
Oh, man, you guys always have so much going on. And when it comes to us, I'm always like, oh, we've got one gig happening. It's going to be sick. But we have an absolutely fantastic gig this weekend. We have a bunch of high school bands for their debut show down at the Stomach. So we have Watercolors, Mixed Messages, and Cherry Jam. So three high school bands, all of their first ever shows happening on Friday night down at the Stomach. If you're in town, come support our awesome underage community. Starting to rip back into it, and we've had so many cool high school bands in the Manawatu for a long time. So it's so choice to see three of them jumping on a lineup together, all debuting at the same time, and then they have to compete against each other at RockQuest 2 weeks later. So we're friends and then foes, you know?
Friends to enemies kind of
pipeline. <Yeah. laughs> It just warms your cockles, doesn't it, to see the rangatahi rocking out? It really does.
You would
does.
Say warm your cockles. You would say warm your cockles. I seen a video recently where if aliens came, that Millie would want to be transported to the warmest beach in New Zealand at that current time.
Yeah. Is it in P Naughty?
There's no P Naughty's landlocked.
Yeah.
You got the Manawatu River, which I don't think you want to be.
Should I go on the Manawatu River?
No.
I reckon I do that. Find a nice little bank.
No. Manawatu River is a very dangerous river to swim in. There's mad undercurrents and we lose people to it all the time. So please, please don't swim in that river. But we have beaches only 15 minutes away. You know, like we've got Himatangi and Tangi Moana, beaches you've never heard of in your life and probably will never see.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm going to have to come back down, I reckon. I need a better lay of the land.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go out to Foxton. We like to say Fohi-ia. That's their entire marketing campaign, which is absolutely fantastic. Shout out Horowhenua Council for running with that one. But you've sent me an awesome track this week from Reb Fountain. Tell us a bit about this one.
Yeah, Reb Fountain. We love Reb Fountain. She's got an EP coming in May, which is really, really exciting. Yeah. It's called Smoke Signals. And it's a really interesting direction for her. It comes out on the 1st of May, so kicking off Music Month the right way. And she's sort of, the recent singles we've been really falling in love with. I mean, you know, she's such a national treasure and everyone loves Reb Fountain, but I feel like this direction she's going in is almost a little bit more like trip-hoppy. It's got some more electronic synthy sort of vibes going on, which is really cool. And her new single, 100 Days, from the EP, came out last week. And we've been rinsing it.
Mm.
Yeah, we've been rinsing Sunday School from earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Some really cool stuff. And I did see recently, it slipped my mind, but she's been helping doing some songwriting with someone as well. I can't remember exactly who it is. I chatted with them last week and it's not coming to mind, but it's so cool.
I think she was sort of teaming up a little bit with Fables on that record maybe.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. That's the one. That's the one. And it's just really cool to see people like Reb Fountain who are out there just absolutely smashing it, getting involved in the community and helping other songwriters out, eh?
All right. Hard out. You've got a cool track for us, Ruth Sparrow, Butcher Boy.
Yeah, Ruth Sparrow, out of the mighty Porirua, has got down with his brother to write an absolutely amazing post-hardcore track. Real big influences from early This City Sunrise / Gatherer, real cool band from Wellington in the early noughties, through the noughties. It's so long ago now, can't believe it. But some really choice riffage, and they're always having so much fun and always pointing the finger at our government, which is really easy to do, eh?
All right. Oh, so cool. Big ups Porirua, eh?
Oi, straight up. Straight from Cannons Creek, even in Porirua, which is a whole nother level.
Yeah.
It's so choice. It's like South Auckland, but for Wellington.
But north of Wellington.
but slightly north.
Yeah.
Like to put them on the outskirts, you know? Classic.
Yeah. My geographically challenged mind is just like absolutely.
Well, you're at a disadvantage. You're a West Auckland girlie, and I'm from Wellies.
I am. I come from the hills. That's all I know.
I want to say I love West Auckland. I stayed out near Waitakere when I was up there for Laneway. Big shout outs to West Auckland.
Beautiful.
Love Bethel's Beach.
So good.
So gorgeous.
So beautiful. So choice.
Thank you.
We definitely do not have beaches of that ilk here in the Manawatu, but we do have lovely hills where you can go look at glowworms.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
it's been awesome catching up, homies. It's always an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Coupe. So nice to have a kōrero. Have an awesome rest of your day and enjoy that All Ages gig this weekend, eh?
Yeah.
I will. You too. Have fun out there in Tamaki Makaurau, having far too many gigs to catch up with.
We will. Ka kite.
Bye.
Ka kite.
Okay, we're going to listen to Butcher Boy by Ruth Sparrow, as chosen by Coupe of Radio Control Breakfast down in Te Papaioia. Let's go.
Like you caught mad, you think you're red, not a disgrace to your father. too.